Interviewing for a career position presented by Student Development. This presentation will provide you with tips for interview success, what to do before, during, and after an interview to increase your chances of getting a job offer. By learning more about what an interview entails, practicing your answers to commonly asked questions, and planning for the interview overall, you will gain the skills and confidence necessary to impress an employer and ultimately receive a job offer. Among other things, employers are looking for motivated, confident employees with a can-do attitude. Remember to smile and show enthusiasm. After all, first impressions can make or break an interview. The purpose of an interview is for you and the employer to get acquainted, learn about one another, and explore the possibility of working together. Before the interview, you should review your educational and work-related experiences as well as your values, skills, and interests so that you can effectively communicate about what you have accomplished in your jobs, internships, and other activities and how they all fit into the job you are interviewing for. Preparing for a job interview requires that you do some homework. If you are seriously interested in a career within a particular organization, you must know as much as possible about the industry and the employer. Be knowledgeable about the company. Be knowledgeable about the position you are applying for. Think about how you will fit with the job and the company. You should also ask the employer to send you company info and a complete job description for the position. Use the internet to research the company. Company websites can be accessed through their web address or via common search engines such as Google, Yahoo, etc. Our resource library has 6 computers for your use. As you research the organization, be sure to note the following. What's on the homepage? Is there a description of the company? What are the company values, guiding principles, philosophy? Who are the key players? Who are their competitors? Any special projects? Employment opportunities? Incorporating your knowledge of the organization into the interview will impress the employer. Another type of research is to get the insider view. Use the people around you to learn more about the organization or particular industry you are interested in. You can never be sure what you will be asked during an interview, but coming up with sample questions will help prepare you. Start by jotting down things you would like to include in your responses. Next, think through the responses in your head, then say them out loud. Practice will give you self-confidence. Be prepared to answer these commonly asked questions. Use the job description as your guide. The employer will be looking for a match between your abilities and experience and their job qualifications. The next step in preparing for an interview is to plan your professional wardrobe. When it comes to interviewing for the job, what employers all seem to agree on is this: a well-fitted business suit in a solid dark color such as blue, brown, or black is always a good choice for men and women. Men should wear long-sleeved dress shirt and conservative tie. Women should choose a pant or skirt suit with a light-colored blouse. Both men and women should wear polished shoes with dark socks or neutral stockings. Add to that a minimal amount of jewelry and neat grooming. Be conservative in appearance when it comes to hairstyles, tattoos, piercings, and body art. Now it's time to plan for your interview. When arranging for an interview time, be flexible. Have reliable directions and allow enough time to get to your destination. To be certain, you can prepare a couple of days before by driving to the place of your interview. On the day of your interview, arrive about 10 minutes early. The only items you should bring with you are copies of your resume, a portfolio if necessary, and a handbag. And, although you would never do this, believe me, it happens, Leave family and friends at home for your big day. Once you get there, introduce yourself to the receptionist and follow their instructions. Here's some common interviewing tips to keep in mind. Turn off cell phones, refrain from smoking prior to the interview, extend your hand to the greeter, memorize the interviewer's name, make good eye contact, follow the interviewer's lead, it is not your place to control the interview, don't chew gum, and shake hands at the end. Now that you've practiced and prepared yourself for the interview, you can effectively market yourself. This is accomplished both verbally and non-verbally. Be enthusiastic. Remember, a positive attitude goes a long way. Let the interviewer know you are motivated and are excited about the possibility of working for the organization. Studies have demonstrated that successful candidates are those who find a balance between listening and speaking. Those who talk too much or too little do not get hired. Every answer should relate to your fit with the job. Answer as they relate to your education and experience. Listen carefully to the questions. If you don't understand, ask them to repeat it. When giving your responses, avoid vague or unsupported answers. Always use specific examples, comparisons, or descriptions to support your answers. Answer questions about your strengths with examples as they relate to the job. This is your chance to show them you are a qualified candidate. If a recruiter asks, "What is your greatest strength?" and you know you are very organized, say something like, "I am extremely detail-oriented," and elaborate by adding, "In my last job, I streamlined the entire customer registration process." Answer questions that pertain to a personal weakness with an example of your ability to turn it into a positive experience. Say something along the lines of, "I am not a confident public speaker, but I'm going to Toastmasters and it is helping already." Most interviews end with providing the applicant an opportunity to ask questions. Prior to the interview, prepare a list of some well-thought-out questions that convey your interest in the position. However, this is not the time to ask about salary or benefits. Take a look at the list of some appropriate questions to ask during an interview. When asked to identify the biggest mistakes recent college graduates make during the application and interview process, employers cited the following: acting bored or arrogant, not dressing appropriately, coming to the interview with no knowledge of the company, not turning off cell phones or electronic devices, not asking good questions during the interview, asking what the pay is before the company considered them for the job, spamming employers with the same resume and/or cover letter, failure to remove unprofessional photos, content, from social networking pages, web pages, blogs, etc. Business etiquette after the interview. No later than 3 days after the interview, send a letter or email thanking the potential employer for the interview and to reconfirm your interest in the position. This is another opportunity to draw attention to the good match between your qualifications and the job requirements. It is also the time to reiterate your interest in the position. Thank you letters are one of the most important yet least used tools in a job search. It is used to express appreciation and strengthen your candidacy. The basic rule of thumb is that everyone who helps you in any way gets a thank you letter. When used to follow up on employer interviews, thank you letters should be sent within 3 days to everyone who interviewed you. Remember to get the employer's contact information before you leave. Following the interview, write down your assessment of the process. Review what happened during the interview and type of questions you were asked. Note what you did well and ways you could improve your performance. It is important to be honest when filling out an application or submitting a resume. It might cost you the position if any falsified information is uncovered. The keys to a successful interview are knowledge and confidence, which come from preparation and practice. For more information on interviewing and other career-related information, go to jobwed.com. Student Development provides free counseling, career, and employment services to enrolled CSUDH students. Our office is located in Welch Hall, D360. Good luck with your interview, and let us know how you did.